Tumayo po tayong lahat, mga kapatid, and let's read the Word of God for today. Atin pong pagsalusaluhan ng salita ng Diyos. John chapter 15, verse 7 to 11. Ayan, 7-11 po tayo. John chapter 15, verse 7 to 11. Ang title po ng mensahe natin ngayon ay Abiding in Jesus. Can you say Abiding in Jesus? Basahin po natin, verse 7 to 11. Go. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Pagpalain ng Panginoon ng Kanyang salita, tayo po'y manalangin. Panginoon, ang iyong salita ay buhay. At dalangin namin, ito'y manuot sa aming puso at sa kaibuturan ng aming mga kaluluwa upang ito po'y mag-ugat, tumubo, mamulaklak, at mamunga ng mabubuting bagay. Pagpalain mo po kami sa araw na ito, Panginoon. Sa iyo ang lahat ng papuri at luwalhati sa kapangyarihan ng banal na Espiritu sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen and amen. Palakpakan po natin ng Panginoon, mga kapatid. Praise God. Makakaupo na po tayo in the presence of the Lord. Ito pong binasa natin mga talata, ang pinaka-konteksto po nito, yung pinag-aaralan natin the whole month, is fruitfulness. No? Fruitfulness. At ang susi para sa isang mabungang buhay ay binigay na ng Panginoong Jesus, no, in chapter 15, verse 1. Sabi niya dito, kung babasahin natin, I am the true vine. No? I am the true vine. Sabi mo nga, true vine. Yan. Bakit kaya sinabi ng Lord na I am the true vine? Kasi nung panahon niya, marami na rin fake. No? Marami ng fake. Kagaya sa panahon natin, maraming fake. Mag-iingat kayo sa fake na 500 bills. Dahil maraming nagbo-vote buying na politiko na nagbabayad ng mga fake na pera. No? May mga fake news, fake, maraming fake. No? Kaya sabi ng Lord, I am the true vine. No? Ang pinaka-peking mga tao siguro ngayon ay siguro mga politiko, mga artista, minsan mga Christian. Minsan, mga religious leaders, mga pastor at mga pare. No, we can always fake something. No, we can always fake something. Pero sabi ng Panginoon dito in verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So yung mga fake, hindi talaga magpo-produce ng fruit. No? At yung mga fake, kahit anong pilit mo, hindi talaga mamumunga. Kasi nga artificial. Okay? So, ingat po tayo, no, sa mga fake. We all want genuine. We all want authentic items. We want true. No? Nung ako'y bata, nung panahon high school yata ako noon, talagang nakikita ko yung mga kaklase ko, bumibili ng Adidas. Gandang-ganda ako sa Adidas. No? Kaya lang wala naman akong pambili nung original. Kaya ang binili ko, yung sa Divisoria. No? Murang-mura lang. 200 pesos lang yata ang bili ko sa Adidas. No? At ako'y proud na proud yung sinuot ko yung Adidas, pero after one week, naghiwalay po yung swelas. No? Yan ang problema sa pagbili ng hindi original. No? Bakit nga ba yung ibang mga tao ay gustong mameke? Kasi nga, kapag sumakay ka doon sa kasikatan ng isang product, somehow, baka kumita ka. We don't have the real thing. We have the tendency to fake it. We have the tendency to fake it. We want fruits in our lives. And in fact, God demands and requires fruits in our lives. But the problem is we cannot produce fruit. Bakit hindi tayo makapag-produce ng mga bunga sa buhay natin? Eh, yun nga ang problema. We are not connected to Him. Kaya ano nangyayari sa mga taong hindi connected sa Lord? Minsan mga Kristiyano na, pero hindi na rin connected sa Panginoon sa mahabang panahon. So ano nangyayari? People become confused. People become lonely. People become depressed. Yan ang nangyayari ngayon. No? Kasi nga, you cannot produce the fruit that you want, the fruit that you desire, even the fruit that God expects from you. So nakakalito. And the tendency is, we feel we are empty, no? We are lonely. And worse, we feel depressed. So the only solution here is given in the passage itself. Abide in me, ang sabi ng Panginoon. Can you say abide? Abide in me. Sabi po ng Panginoon dito, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. No? Yun yung verse 1. No? Basahin nga natin ulit. Ready, go. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you wish and it will be done unto you. What a promise. So bakit wala nangyayari sa iyong buhay? You're not abiding. Bakit ang mga panalangin mo hindi nasasagot? You're not abiding. Ano bang ibig sabihin ng abide? Ang ibig sabihin ng abide is to remain, manatili, to adhere, to stay close, to follow faithfully. Abide means to be loyal, no? To stay. Huwag kang lalayo. You abide. You become steadfast in the Lord. No, huwag mo siyang iiwanan. Yun ang problema kung bakit wala tayong fruit. Meron kaming inaawit na song nung matagal na, mga 20 years ago. But it's a beautiful song. Ito yung verse 7. Sabi dun sa song, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you wish, and it shall be done unto you. That's a very good way to memorize the verse, no? Amen? Amen ba? Maganda, kantahin nga natin. Try natin kantahin. Okay, ready? Sing. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you. You shall ask what you wish, and it shall be done unto you. Palakpakan mo 'yung sarili mo. So if you abide in the Lord and His words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, pambihira, blank check. Blank check. Ano man ang wish mo, sabi ng Lord, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you shall ask and it shall be done unto you. So what are the three things that will happen when we abide in the Lord? Anong nangyayari? No? Number one is when we abide in the Lord, we receive. That's the whole idea about the parable of the vine or the metaphor of the vine. Yun ang pinakalundo kung bakit inihalin tulad ng Panginoon ng kanyang sarili sa puno ng ubas. Na kinakailangan bilang sanga, nakakonekta ka doon sa mismong puno. Kasi pag hindi ka nakakonekta doon sa puno, kahit bigayin mo, hindi mamumunga. Bakit? Walang natatanggap na mineral, walang natatanggap na sustansya, walang natatanggap na tubig, walang natatanggap na lakas. Kaya ang sanga na hindi nakadikit sa puno, natutuyo.
ang sanga na hindi nakakonekta sa puno ng ubas, naluluoy, nalalanta. Wala kang aasahan na lakas. Wala kang aasahan na sustenance. Lalong wala kang aasahang lalabas na dahon man lang o bulaklak at lalo walang bunga. Bakit? Hindi nga nakaugnay. Kaya sabi, abide in me, ang sabi ng Lord. Because when you abide in me, you will not struggle. Sometimes pilit na pilit tayo na paligayahin ang sarili natin. Pilit na pilit tayo na baguhin ang sarili natin. Pilit na pilit tayo na maging mabait. Pilit na pilit tayo na mahalin yung tao na hindi ka mahal-mahal. Napilitan lang. Hindi natural magmahal. Bakit? Wala kang pinagkukuhanan eh. Amen ba? So, if you abide in me, ang sabi ng Panginoon, then you will receive from me. And what will you receive from Him? Tingnan mo yung verse ulit. Sabi niya dito, next slide. If you abide in me and my words, the first thing that you will receive from the Lord is His words. When you're confused, you're misguided, you don't know where to go, you don't know the decision that you are about to make, His word will be there to guide you. The word is available. Then ano pang pwede mong tanggapin when you are connected with the Lord? Ang sabi dito, if you, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. Kanginong love? Love mo ba? Ang sabi ng Lord, abide in my love. So it's not your love, but it's the love of Jesus. Bakit ka nahihirapang mahalin yung anak mong tumalikod sa'yo at sumaway sa'yo? Bakit nahihirapang ka mahalin yung kaibigan mo na nilayuan ka? Kasi nga, ang pag-ibig na ginagamit mo pagmamahal sa mga taong ito ay galing sa'yo. Eh yung pag-ibig na yon marupok. Yung pag-ibig na yon katiting. Kaya pagka napundi, nauubos agad. Pero ang sabi dito, abide in my love. Because as the Father has loved thee, so I have loved you. Receive my love. So when you abide in the Lord, you will receive His love. Amen? At ano pa yung tatanggapin mo? Verse 11, these things I have spoken to you that, ano naman ang matatanggap mo? Ha? My joy! Oh my! My joy. Kaninong joy? Oh, hindi kay Michael V. Yung joy ay hindi yung joy mo. Kasi yung joy mo, madaling mapanis. Pero yung joy na galing kay Jesus, bumabalong. Hindi nasasaid. Sabi niya dito, my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. To summarize, tingnan natin next slide. Sabi dito, okay, how do we look these days? Anong itsura natin itong mga nakarang mga araw? Most of us, we are confused, misguided. Anong gagawin ko? Saan ako pupunta? Anong desisyon ang kailangan kong gawin? No, anong kailangan mo? His word. Sabi ng Panginoon, my words are available for you. If you abide in me, then I will give you instructions. You will hear a voice in your ears behind you. I will tell you if you will turn to the left or to the right. My words will be available for you. If you abide in me, I will not leave you in the dark. Amen. Then pangalawa, for the lonely, most of the people are lonely, no? Ang dami yung mga kaibigan, 5,000 na kaibigan sa Facebook. Pero bakit malulungkutin? Ang daming mga kaibigan sa campus, pero bakit malulungkutin? Sapagkat ang mga kaibigan po natin ngayon, superficial. Ang mga kaibigan natin, artificial. Ang relationship natin ngayon, virtual. Kaya kahit napapalibutan ka ng napakaraming mga tao, you're the loneliest person in the world. Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon, if you feel like you're lonely, then receive my love. And some people, they're depressed. Lalo kapag tingin ng tingin sa FB. No? Tingin ng tingin sa FB. Yung habang tumitingin ka sa FB, lalo ka na de-depress. Why? Because you compare. You begin to compare. No? You compare yung travels nung kaibigan mo, yung itsura nung kaibigan mo na mukhang batang-bata, no? Yung damit nung kaibigan mo, no? Okay? You compare. And then how you wish that you were in that place, how you wish you wear that kind of clothes, how you wish you eat that kind of food, and the more you look, the more you get depressed. So, ano nangyayari? No? Ang daming mga kabataan ngayon, ano? Millennials ngayon, na nagsusuicide. So, ano ang available sa atin when we abide in the Lord? We abide in the Lord because we receive His joy. Amen? Amen ba? So, when we abide in the Lord, then we receive His joy. It's not about sa mga Kristiyano na nandito, no? Sa ating mga Kristiyano, sometimes, no, we try to fill our hearts with so much activity thinking that kapag marami akong ginagawa, no, that will give me joy and that will give me meaning. But the real question, especially sa mga talagang sumusunod sa Panginoon, follower Jesus Christ, no? Is that about what you do for God? It's about what He does for you. You have to answer this question sincerely and as honestly as you can. What is God doing in your life these days? The reason why most of us are empty, most of us are lonely, most of us are depressed, because we're preoccupied with the things that we do. Yung ginagawa ko para sa Lord. Yung activity ko for God. Pero ang napakahalagang tanong na dapat pagmuni-munian mo, hindi yung ginagawa mo. Ano bang ginagawa ng Diyos sa buhay mo lately? And that you will be more aware that God is active in your life and that God wants to give you something and that God wants to do something for you. Kaya maraming mga tao, they're running on empty. Kasi they try everything. They struggle. They try to earn as much money as they can. They try to make it to the top. Because it's all about them. It's all about what I do. It's all about good intention Christians, no? Running on empty. Why? Kasi nga preoccupied doon sa ginagawa niya, hindi sa ginagawa ng Diyos sa kanyang buhay. Kaya sabi ng Panginoon, iiwanan ko na kayo. Mamamatay na ako. Ito yung eksena ng John chapter 15. Mamamatay na ang Lord eh. Iiwanan ko kayo pero hindi kayo orphan. Tandaan nyo lang ang isang bagay na magsusustain sa inyo sa inyong buhay. Abide in me. And you will receive from me. Amen? Amen po ba mga kapatid? When you abide in me, you will receive from me. You will receive from me. So it's about receiving, trusting, resting, believing, no, that God will do something for you and through you.
Kaya napakahalaga din na gino-journal mo yung ano eh, yung, alam mo, yung journey mo with the Lord. Tapos ha, halamang aban, nandito kayo sa church, nakikinig kayo ng mensahe ng Panginoon. Mahalaga, nagsusulat po kayo eh. Kasi sinusulat nyo eh, gino-journal ninyo yung sinasabi ng Diyos eh. Pagka ba nakapulot kayo ng 1,000 piso, pag nakakita kayo ng 1,000 piso sa floor, ano pong gagawin ninyo? Di bababa kayo at pupulutin nyo? Tama? 1,000 yun eh. Yung bang 1,000, pag napulot mo, may paglalagyan ka? Meron? Saan? Sa wallet. So, yung 1,000, pupulutin mo yan. Dudukwang ka, bababa ka para mapulot mo. Tapos may paglalagyan ka. Yung salita ng Diyos na naririnig nyo ngayon ay higit pa sa 1,000 piso. Amen. Saan nyo nilalagay? Sometimes we trust our memory. Na, pinakinggan ko naman, Pastor, nakikinig ako. No? Pero you should journal, you should write. Take notes. Bakit? The journal is not about you. It's not about your story, but it's about God's story. It's about God's story. So when you write His revelations, no? When you write what He's doing in your life, then meron kang re-reviewin na ang Diyos may ginawa sa buhay mo. Kaya hindi maliit at makitid ang memory mo. Naaalala mo kung ginawa ng Diyos. Kasi meron kang babalikan. Para nakapulot ka ng 1,000, nilagay mo sa wallet, nakarinig ka ng mensahe galing sa Panginoon, sinulat mo sa notebook mo, yung notebook mo ang wallet mo. Pagkakailangan mo, pwede mo balikan. Amen. Amen? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, next week, may dala ka ng notebook, ha? Sabi mo, next week, magsusulat ka na, ha? And never trust your ears. And never trust your memory. Kasi, makakalimutin po talaga tayo. Okay. So, yun po yung una. When we abide in the Lord, we receive. And when you receive, wow! You don't struggle. You're not empty anymore. Why? Because you have the Word, you have the joy, you have the love of the Lord in your life. Number two, when we abide, we reproduce. Kapag ka po tayo nakakonekta sa ubas, sa puno ng ubas, we naturally produce. Kaya nga, noong ang Panginoon ay naglalakad at nagutom po siya, nakakita siya ng puno ng igos, fig tree, uso yun sa Israel, at panahon ng pamumunga, nung sipatin niya yung ilalim ng mga sanga at ng mga dahon at wala siyang nakitang bunga, nagalit ang Panginoon. At kaagad-agad sinabi niya, hindi ka na mamumunga mula ngayon. Meron pang isang pagkakataon. Nung sinipat ng Panginoon, sabi niya, meron siyang parabola na tiningnan nung may-ari yung puno ng igos, walang bunga. Sabi niya, putuli na lang yan. Sayang ang lupa. Pero sabi nung katiwala, bigyan mo po ako ng 1 taon. Aalagaan ko po. Pag hindi po namunga after 1 year, putuli na po natin. Anong ibig sabihin ng parabola na yon? God expects fruits from you. God desires fruit from you. Nung binanggit niyo yung John 15, abide in me, I am the vine, and you are the branches, no? Nung kinaumagahan na yon, binigay ni Jesus ang kanyang buhay na matay sa krus para sa'yo. So, ikaw yung bunga. You're the fruit of His death on the cross. He gave Himself up, and you are the fruit. Amen?
Kung ikaw yung bunga, inaasahan din naman niya na you will become a fruit bearer. Na dahil bunga ka, mamumunga ka rin. The parable of the talents also emphasizes na ang pinagkatiwala ng Panginoon sa iyo, isa man yan, dalawang talento, limang talento, inaasahan ng Panginoon na madodoble. Kaya nung bumalik yung katiwala, daladala ang 10 talento, sabi niya, mabuti at matapat na katiwala. Pumasok ka sa kaligayahan ng iyong Panginoon. Welcome, pagkakatiwalaan kita ng mga syudad. Dumating yung isang katiwala at may dalang apat na bunga. No, apat na talento, dalawa lang ibinigay sa kanya, naging apat. Sabi niya, mabuting katiwala. Pumasok ka sa kaligayahan ng iyong Panginoon. Then yung panghuli, isa lang ang talentong binigay, ang ano ginawa? Nilibing. Nagalit yung Panginoon at ang sabi, ikaw na, you wicked, lazy servant. Ikaw na walang ya. Wicked, ginagamit lang yun sa mga mangkukulam. Lazy, tamad. So yung palang salitang faithfulness, may kinalaman yon sa multiplication. If you're faithful, you will naturally multiply. So, anong sikreto? No? Ang sikreto para mag-reproduce tayo, again, is to abide in the Lord. Abide in the Lord. No? He requires it. He demands fruit from us. Nakakalungkot lang yun, darating ang Panginoon, wala tayong daladalang bunga sa Kanya. Nakakahiya yun. Halimbawa, dumating ang Panginoon ngayon. Alam mo, biglang dumating ang Panginoon ngayon. Anong regalo mo sa Kanya? Sa langit ka na pupunta na, hindi na natin pinag-uusapan kung sa impyerno o sa langit. Pero anong tribute na pwede mong ibigay? Anong fruit ang pwede mong ipresenta sa Kanya? What He entrusted to you, were you able to multiply it? Were you able to reproduce? Because God expects. Ngayon, kung hindi nagpo-produce ng fruit, baka hindi totoo. Yun lang. Baka fake. Look at the church in Sardis. Sabi doon sa Revelation chapter 3. Basahin natin sabay-sabay. Sabi dito, Revelation. Revelation chapter 3. No? Anyway, diyan natin basahin. And the angel of the Lord, the church in Sardis write, the words of Him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works. You have the reputation of being alive. But you're, oh my. Antindi naman nun. You have the reputation of being alive. But you are? You have the reputation. Anong ibig sabihin nun? This church is after its image. You look like original. You look like authentic. You look like a Christian. You sound like a Christian. You sing like a Christian. You act like a Christian. Pero sabi ng Panginoon sa church, but you're dead. You have the reputation. You have the image. But when you look closely, they're skeletons. Hindi totoo. Fake. So, ano yung fruit na pinuproduce natin? Is it genuine or not? Y
yung mga, siguro mga 60 na lalaki are going through a Conquer series. Nagsimula po yan itong Febrero. Tapos every other week, we gather together. Isa lang po ang common sa amin. Doon sa mga lalaki na yan. We all want to overcome the sin of pornography. Gusto namin maging sexually pure, no, maging tapat sa Panginoon, na walang yung mga struggles, no, mga young people, struggles ng young people, struggles ng adults, no, ay ma-i-work out po namin. And when we go through some tests, no, may mga tests po yan, lumabas po doon sa siguro 70 na men na nag-gather ko po. Out of 70 na men, ang nag-struggle doon sa sex. Sabihin natin parang medyo may pagka-sex addict. Out of 70, ay 60. So, 10 lang ho yung walang masyadong struggle. Yun ho yung medyo may edad na. Ang struggle po nila ay, Pastor, may ibubuga pa ba kami? Ayan. Yun ang struggle nun. So, karamihan po, ang struggle ay talagang pornography. Paano namin mo-overcome yung pornography? Anyway, I hope yung iba mga lalaki dito get to enjoy the next batch. But it was really fruitful. Nakakatulong po ng malaki. But nung, in the process of our going through the study and the going through the process, no, I had the feeling na sabi ko, Lord, praise God. Kasi hindi ko na-struggle. No, medyo mas magandang pakiramdam ko na, Lord, siguro the last time that I looked into, by chance, no, and intentional pala, no, in a porn, is mga almost 2 years ago. No? And di naman yung regular. No? But there was once an instance 2 years ago. And since then, sabi ko, Lord, salamat sa victory na binigay mo, purihin ng Diyos. So meron akong pakiramdam ng ano, alam mo yun, may accomplishment ako. So I feel good about myself. And I feel bad about yung mga tinuturuan ko. I feel sad about them. I feel mad about someone. No? And I, alam mo yun, I had a feeling that I was really good. Siguro nag-set in yung spiritual pride sa akin. Na parang buti ako, naka-overcome na. Kawawa naman itong mga kasama ko. Lord, kahabagan mo sila. Alam mo yung feeling na, Lord, kaawaan mo itong mga walang kwentang mga lalaki na to dahil may struggle sila. Buti na lang ako, hindi. So I felt good about myself. No? Parang, Lord, mukhang okay tayo, no? Mukhang okay ako, no? Parang, I'm doing well. I'm doing good in my Christian life. No, parang everything is smooth, everything is good, everything is perfect. No? And then, after that, no, I had some, siguro, failures. May mga, bigla na lang nagkaroon ako ng mga lapses. No? Na hindi ko, I was not prepared for that, but I had some lapses. Not in the sexual arena, but, in some important issues in my life, no? And I felt bad. Sabi ko, Lord, bakit ko nagawa yun? O bakit? And I disappointed someone, and I felt frustrated na, Lord, after all, na parang okay na okay, then I felt bad about myself, and I felt sad, and I felt I blew it. Sabi ko, Lord, siguro mga 2 linggo na, sabi ko, Lord, parang I feel low. I feel defeated. I feel empty.
Eh, sabi ko, Lord, tulungan mo po ako. Siguro yung aking tagumpay na nakaraan, eh, man-made. Kaya inalaw mo for me to be broken so that I will be frustrated with myself. And I feel bad about myself and I feel sad about myself so that I will go to you. Kaya nung panahon na medyo, kasi nga parang I had some lapses, no? Sabi ko, Lord, forgive me. Tulungan mo ako. I need your joy. Wala ako nun eh. But I need your joy. And there are some people in my life that ang hirap kong mahalin. Can you give me your love? So that I can love in spite of. And I praise God kasi during that time ng parang need and emptiness, no, the Lord came to me. Kaya, kapatid, hindi lang ikaw ang nakaka-fake. Pati yung pastor ninyo nakaka-fake. Sometimes, I look good. Parang I look spiritual. I look parang nothing is going wrong. Nothing is... But sometimes, you know, I also have that feeling of weakness. And during that time of weakness, I cry out to God, Lord, namemeki na naman ako. Please help me. Give me your joy. Give me your love. Give me your word. Because I cannot produce it no matter how I try. Struggle na struggle ako mag-produce ng joy. Struggle na struggle ako mag-produce ng love. Lord, tulungan mo po ako. And when I just rested in the Lord flooded my heart with love and joy. It's not about what I do. Sometimes yung ginagawa natin, nakakapagbunga pa ng pagmamayabang sa atin that nagawa ko yun, no? Galing, oh, galing ko. No? Praise me. Kasi galing ko. But it's not about us. Amen? It's about the Lord. Amen ba? Amen. Don't fake it. Don't be like the church in the church of Sardis, no? If you're not abiding with the Lord, you will struggle. If you're not abiding in the Lord, you will try as much as possible to produce fruit. But all you need to do is just be connected. Sometimes you worry a lot. Lord, paano na yung tuition? Paano na po yung pambayad sa utang? Paano na po yung... Sometimes we worry a lot. Lord, paano na yung lift conference? No? Sometimes I worry a lot. But sabi ng Panginoon sa akin, why don't you just follow me? I am your shepherd. And if I am your shepherd, then I will provide. If I am your shepherd, then I will take care of you. Why don't you just follow me? Why don't you just get connected with me? And I will be the one to do things for you.
Sometimes we worry about so many things. I saw something in FB na, that really struck me. Sabi doon, David never really knew the strength of Goliath. Why? Because he was so focused on God. David never really knew the strength of Goliath because he was so focused on God. Hindi na niya nalaman gaano kalakas si Goliath.
Hindi na rin niya inalam ano mga skills ni Goliath. Hindi na niya pinroblema anong kayang gawin ni Goliath. Why? Because he was so focused on God. And that's what matters. Your anxieties, your worries will fizzle off. They will dissipate if you focus your eyes on God. Amen? You don't have to fake it. You just connect. And God will give you the strength to overcome. Even pornography. The more you focus on, lalabanan ko pornography, lalabanan ko pornography, di ba? Yun ang tinuro sa amin eh, na para daw malabanan mo pornography, kailangan manalangin ka ng matindi, mag-memorize ka ng verses, umattend ka ng church, umattend ka ng life group. No, the more na ginagawa mo daw yun, lalo ka nasasakal. Kasi meron kang hindi dinideal. And that is your woundedness inside that you have to release to God. At ano pang kailangan mong i-release? You have to trust in the Lord. Kasi the more you focus on the evil, the more you get distracted. So wag mo nang tingnan yun. Tingnan mo ang Lord. Ang Lord ang tingnan. Amen? And then you will reproduce the fruit that you desire. The answer to your prayer. Kaya, Lord, your word, your joy, your love. Bakit hindi na ka nakapagpuproduce ng souls? Actually, yung context nito has something to do with love. If you have love for one another, no greater love than this, than a friend would give his life, someone will give his life for his friend. The whole chapter 15 has something to do with love. Kaya kung tatanungin mo, ano ba yung bunga na gusto ng Panginoon na makita sa atin, that is love for people, love for the unlovable, love for one another. Sabi niya, iwanan ko kayo, magmahalan kayo. Madaling mahalin si Lord eh. Di ba? O, daling mahalin ni Lord. Pero yung katabi mo, madali bang mahalin? Yung kasambahay mo, madali bang mahalin? Yung kaklase mo, madali bang mahalin? Yung boss mo, madali bang mahalin? Mahirap. No? Kaya nga, ang sabi ng Lord, ang bunga na hinahanap niya, talagang yung genuine love for one another, genuine love for people. That's the fruit that God desires. Nung nag-meet kami ng mga fellow alumni ko sa Phoebus, I ask someone na director ng SED International sa Pilipinas. Sabi ko, meron ba kayong module on reaching the Muslims? No. Then nakwento na siya. Wow, I was really stunned when he shared yung story about ministering to the Muslims. Kasi pag nag-minister ka sa mga Muslim, talagang totally out of the box. You don't bring them to church. You go to them. You don't extract them from their culture. You immerse yourself in them. Kaya nga, pag nag-minister ka sa mga Muslim, hindi ka na umaasa na magiging miyembro mo ng church at magbibigay ng tithes and offering. Ministry to the Muslim is something that is really unconditional. Sometimes, meron tayo mga maling isip tungkol sa mga Muslim. Na sila ay mga terorista, sila ay mamamatay tao. But they need the Lord. And Jesus Christ died for them. Sabi niyo, the best way to minister to Muslims is become friends with them. Yan lang. At huwag mong puwersahin sila na pumunta ng church. Let them become followers of Isa al-Masih. Isa al-Masih is Jesus the Messiah. Ipakilala mo lang kung sino si Isa al-Masih sa kanila. At ipakita mo kung ano sa iyong buhay, yung totoong pagmamahal at pagpakikinig at pananalangin at pag-unawa sa kanila. That's you produce fruits by sharing your life. Not just to the Muslims, no? Huwag ka nang lumayo dun sa kaopisina mo na lang.
at sa mga katrabaho mo. Amen ba? Amen po ba? These are the fruit that God desires from us. Then panghuli, is when we abide in the Lord, we remain. We remain. Sabi natin, remain. Yan, nananatili po, nananatili. Nagpapatuloy, sa madaling salita, nagpapatuloy. Sabi ng Panginoon in verse 16, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, He may give to you." So, ang gusto pala ng Panginoon, hindi lang fruit, hindi lang more fruit, hindi lang much fruit, kundi ang gusto ng Panginoon is the fruit that lasts. Kasi pinag-aralan natin, di ba? Kung wala kang bunga, anong gagawin ng Panginoon? Lilinisin ka para ka mamunga. So may bunga ka na. Gusto ng Panginoon, more fruit. So anong gagawin ng Diyos? Puputulan ka. Tatabasan ka. Para lalo kang dumami ang bunga mo, more fruit. Pero anong daw gagawin mo para magkaroon ng much fruit? Aba, mag-abide ka sa Lord. No? Kaya sabi dito, ano naman ang gagawin mo so that your fruit would last? You should go. Because God has appointed you to go and bear fruit so that your fruit would last. No? So yun po yun. So paano mananatili yung ating bunga? Eh kapag ka po talagang inalagaan po natin, una yung ating relasyon sa Panginoon, tsaka yung relasyon ng mga taong nadala natin sa Panginoon. That's how we do it. Bakit hindi namumunga? Ay, maraming dahilan. Di ba? Kapag sinabi natin, kapag ka gusto, may paraan. Pagka ayaw, pakaraming dahilan. No? Attend ka ng life group. Busy ba talaga? Kaya, o hindi lang mahalaga? Why do we say busy? Busy ako eh. Bakit? Eh kasi yung pinag-iimbita mo, hindi naman importante sa akin. Yun lang ibig sabihin noon. Kasi kung importante sa iyo yun, gagawan mo ng paraan. Tama ba? If life group is very important to you so that you will all the more get connected to the Lord and you grow and you receive from the Lord through the life group, no? Member ka ng life group. Nakakatulong yun eh. Pero kung hindi mahalaga sa'yo yun, so it's so easy for you to say, busy. Busy ako. No? Te-text mo. No? Bro, live group tayo. Naku, overtime eh. Tatawagan mo, hindi nasasagot. Busy. Busy ba? Eh, limbawa, bigla ka nagkasakit, pa-check ka sa doktor, biglang nasabi, may cancer ka. Ano na nangyari? May cancer ka na. So, ano mangyayari? Bro, asan yung live group? Bakit kailangan ko ng prayer eh? No? So, kailangan mag-pray. So, busy ka pa ba? Hindi na. Bakit? Life and death situation na to. Kailangan ko ng live group. Kailangan ko may magpe-pray sa akin, kailangan ko may mag-encourage sa akin, kailangan ko ng joy, kailangan ko ng peace, kailangan ko ng love. No, you're no longer busy. You can make it your priority. Why? Iba na ang sitwasyon mo eh. Bakit tayo madaling maligaw? Hindi tayo makontento sa Lord. At sabihin natin, Lord, ito mga trabaho ko na to, may mga trabaho naman. Araw-araw may trabaho. Araw-araw may labada. Araw-araw maglilinis ng bahay. Maraming ginagawa. Sa opisina, tambak ang trabaho. But you should make your priorities right. Kasi pag nagkasakit kang bigla, marami ka ng time. Tiniti ako sa'yo. Every Sunday, check nasa church ka. Every weekday, nasa live group ka. At aaten ka pa ng prayer meeting. Dati, hindi ka umaten ng prayer meeting. May mag-don't watch ka pa. Bakit? Mamamatay ka na eh. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, wag mo nang hintayin yun. unahin mo na ang Lord ngayon. Amen?
Kasi hindi mauubos ang trabaho sa opisina. Amen ba? Hindi mauubos ang trabaho sa bahay.
You remain. Magpatuloy ka sa Panginoon. Find ways so that you can get connected to Him. No? And the life group will is a great avenue, no, for you to grow, to be sustained.
Lalo mo makikilala ang Panginoon, lalong titibay ang pananampalataya mo sa Kanya.
Lalo kang lalago at matindi niyan, lalo kang mamumunga. So ito yung gusto ng Panginoon para sa atin.
Amen po ba, mga kapatid? Pwede mo palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Kasi pagka nakakonekta tayo sa Lord, you will receive, you won't struggle. Pati yung mga bayarin mo, madaling dumating. Pati yung mga kliyentong hinahanap mo, pati mga project na hinahanap mo at kailangan mo, pati yung mga tao na kailangan mo, nasa kamay ng Lord lahat yun eh. Amen ba? Ang problema, nilalagay mo sa kamay mo. Huwag mo ilagay sa kamay mo. Dumiretso ka sa Lord. Amen? So don't struggle. Just connect with the Lord. Just connect. At huwag kang pagka kasi yun nga eh, pagka hindi ka nakakonect sa Lord, you're not producing anything, mamemeki ka talaga, manggagaya ka na lang. Wala ka nang nare-receive sa Lord, so manggagaya ka na lang. No, may mga pagkakataon ako sa ministry, na kapag ka medyo ang dami-dami kong ginagawa, naku, nanggagaya na lang ako ng sermon sa Sermon Central. Sabado ng gabi, magbabasa ako sa internet, hahanap ako ng sermon, at minsan, no, yun na lang ang ide-develop ko. May mga times na ganun po ako, I admit. Unfortunately, mas maraming pastor yung ganun. Lagi. Sabado ng gabi lang mag-ahanda, makikinig kay John Piper, makikinig kay Francis Chan, makikinig kay T.D. Jakes, makikinig sa kusang yung mga, and then yun na ipipreach kinabukasan. Kasi hindi na nag-aaral. Bahala na si Lord. No? Maraming mga pastor, maraming mga manggagawa ng Panginoon, no, nakakalungkot lang ho. No? Na nakontento na lang doon sa tinuro ng iba. Nakontento na lang sa daily bread. Nakontento na lang sa kung ano ang experience ng iba. Parang nung panahon ni Moses, no? Gusto magsalita ng Diyos, sabi ng mga tao, Moses, pwede bang ikaw na lang makinig sa Diyos? Halfway? Pagkatapos doon, yung narinig mo sa Diyos, sabi mo na lang sa amin kasi natatakot kami, eh, baka mamatay kami. So they're just contented with listening to Moses. But the truth is, ang ginagawa ng Lord, china-challenge ang mga tao na, why don't you go beyond Moses? Go up. You can go beyond Moses and go directly to me. But the problem is you're contented with Moses. Mga kapatid, wag lang din po kayong makontento sa sinasabi ko. You can go beyond me, past me, and go directly to God. Go to the scriptures. Basahin mong salita ng Diyos sa kwarto mo, sa opisina mo. Dalin mo yung salita ng Diyos. Siya mismo ang pakinggan mo directly. And He will speak to you. Hindi ka na malilito, hindi ka na malulungkot, hindi ka na madidepress. Bakit? Nandito na yung salita ng Diyos. Sabi nga ni Francis Chan, let me quote Francis Chan, sabi niya, movement starts when the founder deeply know Jesus. Kung yung founder daw, talagang ang lapit-lapit kay Jesus, then movement starts. But movements die when the followers know the founder. Hindi na si Jesus. Yung founder na lang ang pinakikinggan at kinikilala. So the movement begins to die. So what I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, is to go back to the Lord. Let His Word nourish you. Get connected to the vine. And let
your soul receive so much from Him. Amen? Let your soul receive so much from Him and don't be satisfied with another fountain. Sabi ng Panginoon, come unto me. No? You will drink from this. Ano yung sabi doon sa, ano, sa Samaritan woman? You will drink from this. Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. In chapter 7, verse 38, sabi dito, whoever believes in me, the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Amen? Kaya huwag ka na maghanap ng iba pang fountain. Huwag ka na maghanap ng iba pang ilog o batis. Si Jesus ay sapat na. Amen? Amen. Let me just show you this video. And I want you to reflect on this video. Part ito ng sermon ni John Piper. Ang title ng video ay When You Don't Drink in Jesus. When You Don't Drink Deeply in Jesus. Okay, can we just show it?
One of the evidences that we are not drinking Jesus, either because you're an unbeliever and you've never even tasted, or because you're a believer and something has begun to lure you to another fountain, starting to go there, or you've just blocked him out because you've got some hidden thing you want to keep doing or whatever. One of the evidences of not drinking deeply from Jesus is the instability of constantly moving from one thing to the next, seeking to fill the void. You may be going through sexual partners. You may be going through friends. You may be going through jobs. You may be going through churches. It's one after the other. You may be going through hobbies, internet stuff, hobbies, games. You may be going through hairstyles. You may be going through wardrobes. You may be going through cars. You may be going through locations of where you live. Because there's no deeply contented identity in Christ. Deeply contented, deeply satisfied. That's what water means. Living water is your soul is a cavern of desire. And I offer myself to you, Jesus says, as water that lives. It becomes a well. It just satisfies day after day. You get up with hungers and longings and soul achings in the morning. Come to me and you'll find stability of contented identity. And then you don't move around so much. Jump in here, jump in there, jump in here, jump in there. Crave, 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 crave. Nothing's working. Oh, don't you love people who are so deep with Jesus, they know where it's at, the water. They live by the fountain. They never go anywhere. They just live there. They're not jumping from job to job and wife to wife and girlfriend to girlfriend and job to job and car to car and hairstyle to hairstyle. They are so there. Now, here's the interesting thing about that. That sounds static, doesn't it? Baloney. It isn't static. Believe me, it isn't static. I don't mean that the Christian life with that kind of centered, deep, satisfied identity by the fountain, satisfied day after day, freshly with new water coming up from this friendship and this relationship. I do not mean this is static. There is a difference between confident movement of faith and craving movement of frustration. You got that? There is a difference between confident movement in faith and craving movement of frustration. Got to move because this is not working. Here, move, move, move. Or, this is so working, I'm taking it. I got a plan. I'm making something in my life. I'm not wasting it. I am moving to China. I'm moving to Ukraine. I'm moving to Southeast Asia. I am on the way because I got my feet on a rock. And there's a fountain coming up out of this rock. And it goes with me everywhere. It's Jesus, not any geographical location. So don't hear me say that the movement in life, you know, job to job and hairstyle to hairstyle and wife to wife and sex to sex and TV program to TV program, that the alternative is frozen. I got the fountain. You know that's not what I'm talking about. This fountain is really a moving fountain. It's like a waterfall. I've used that analogy before. Stay under it. It moves. Oh, Jesus is a mover. He's going to reach the nations. The fountain's on its way to the nations. You want to drink deepest? Go with him to the nations or the neighborhood.
So ano daw ang ebidensya na hindi ka umiinom sa batis ni Jesus? Madali ka maligaw. Ano daw ang difference between... There's a difference daw between confidently moving, confident movement in faith, kesa dun sa craving movement out of frustration, no? Because of... Parang you want, may craving ka. Why? Because you're frustrated. But we want to be steady, to be tranquil and serene. And that can only happen when we are connected with the Lord. When we receive, drink from Him. Sensing His presence. Amen? Diba, masense mo ang Lord and say, Lord, I see you with my eyes and I can hear you with my ears, and I can feel you, and I can sense you. Sabi nga, taste and see that the Lord is good, and I can smell even the fragrance of the Lord firsthand. That's something that, you know, the world cannot give you. Wala niyan sa mall, wala niyan sa clubs, wala niyan sa gym, wala sa beach, wala sa mga bundok. But only in the presence of God, when we receive from Him. So we don't reproduce out of struggle. We reproduce naturally and we remain. Because only He can give us the word of truth. His joy and His love. Amen.